B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12 this Thursday morning, February 10th. Not a bad day. Sunny and 50. Pretty good. 31 tonight. 50 is again tomorrow, Saturday. 54. So there you go. The bottom falls out Saturday night. Super Bowl Sunday is going to be cold, but who cares? You're going to be in the house eating some good hot wings, I'd imagine.
Hot wings.
Okay, LBF, when we left yesterday, you're convinced that your house is haunted by one of those stackable Russian dolls.
Nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls. So how'd that go last night, Babushka?
Okay, let me just back up for a second. This nesting doll, we would put it in its little place, and every day it seemed to kind of move forward and look toward the window.
Mm.
And so I was like, it's haunted. It's possessed by the devil.
You're ready to sell the house.
I got to get rid of it, but I can't get rid of it because then the ghost will be mad at me.
It's the most logical conclusion.
So I.
Yeah, to sell the house, Brian?
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
Yep. Because a little 5-inch doll was moving.
Right. I think, and you're probably going to be surprised by this.
Yeah.
I may have overreacted.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
Because we had somebody come to our house and move
after
it.
You put it on the market?
Yeah. And pushed it way back and turned it around toward the wall.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I didn't want to mess with them.
So you had somebody at the house
who
pushed it
back.
Yeah. But you know they did that.
Yes.
And it wasn't, okay.
Yes, it didn't move itself. Then this morning, because I was super brave, I didn't want to do it, just so you know, because at 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to go looking for ghosts. You don't. You don't want to.
No, that's their time.
That's right. Exactly. So I went down, and I casually, I was so cool about it. I didn't go down and look. I was like, I'm not looking at
You're scared of a 5-inch Russian nesting doll?
Yeah. Russian nesting dolls are, they could be.
They mock you.
They probably do.
Bob, she's read a lot of Stephen King novels.
That might be it. That might be it. You need to stop reading.
One of the reasons I don't buy, jewelry or, things from secondhand stores is because I think that they may be possessed by previous owners, and I don't want to let that energy in my house.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, my point is.
Yeah. Again, totally reasonable.
Again.
Walked by, and the doll was still looking at the wall, so I felt like maybe it could be the fact that I live on a truck route.
You think there might be some vibration?
Maybe.
With a lot
of potholes these days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait and see what happens today. Maybe it takes a long time. But if it's really possessed by some sort of ghost or something bad, it would probably turn quickly. Wouldn't you think? It wouldn't take its time. It'd be I'm going to mess with her and I'm going to
say, it might just be messing with you. Might be I'm going to take a day off.
I'm just telling you.
She's on to us.
I'm telling you, weird stuff happens, and I can't believe that you're such a skeptic.
I know I'm terrible when it comes to that, because my wife is a believer like yourself.
You've never had any sort of ghost experience.
Like Carolyn thinks that her dad, when he died, it'll be 3 years in May, that he leaves her dimes around. Oh. So whenever she finds a dime.
I found a dime the other day when I was talking about ghosts.
Leo left that.
Funny. Thank you, Leo.
Anyway, she thinks Leo is leaving him dimes just to say hi.
Yeah, ladybugs, things like that.
And also a cardinal. Whenever there's a red cardinal.
Oh, yeah.
So now we buy, Carolyn, cardinal stuff.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, so I don't think any of the ghosts.
With all those dimes, you may as well. Right?
Right,
any of the ghosts in my house know me personally.
Oh, okay, so it's
I think
more
they
of
were
a,
like, "Who is this?"
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to seek psychological help.
Oh no, it's fun. It's charming. It's got its own charm to it.
Does it?
I don't know. My wife finds a dime. Hey, again, hey, there's Dad.
Well, that's like benevolent. My thing is that it's possessed and it's evil.
Right.
So that's
we don't
where
think
I go.
So much
you don't,
that
yeah.
Way.
No.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
You should be. I'm afraid for days.
Anyway, so I think it's been solved. I'll let you know if something wackadoo
so there's
happens
no
at
ghost.
My house. I don't think, but I'm not convinced.
They might be taking a day off.
Right.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
I don't know.
Okay. Do us a favor.
I think a professional.
Put a picture up at our Facebook page, ROR
Morning
Show. Yeah, that'd be great, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 23, thanks for starting your day with us. You're going to like it. the weather, I'm going to say.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
No, you'll like us, too. You might. Give us a chance.
You might. Give us a chance. But you're going to like the weather. 50 today, and this kind of burns off for a pretty decent sunny day. 31 tonight, 50 tomorrow, and Saturday, sunny 54. Don't waste that one.
Yeah.
Don't be staring at your babushka doll and wondering if it's going to move.
Listen, that sounds... Okay.
Right?
It's a Russian nesting doll.
Whatever it is. All right. Our friend Mounds Maureen is on the phone. You know Mounds Maureen.
Mounds Maureen sent me a package of Mounds bars so that everyone doesn't think you're some weirdo calling her Mounds Maureen.
Oh, no, thanks. Yeah, we'll do that. I appreciate that.
Jeez.
I wish she gave you Snickers. I'd call her Snickers Maureen.
Right,
but anyway, she's calling about your ghost, your not-so-friendly ghost. Right, Maureen?
Yes, I just wanted, I'm going to make the story as quick as I can, but I'm in my 50s now, but when I was probably 13, we lived in Plymouth in a very old home that had huge hardwood floors.
Yeah.
So my sister was over one night. I had to sleep on the couch, and the back of the couch faced this little tiny room that we had. I don't know what the room was used for, but it was a little tiny thing. Mm-hmm. And we used to eat our supper off tray tables.
Yeah.
So I was lazy that night. I didn't want to fold all the tray tables and put them in their little container, so I just put them in this room all set up. Now, when you pull the tray table towards you over the wooden floors, it made a very distinctive noise.
Yeah.
Like you knew exactly what it was. So I'm laying there sleeping, and all of a sudden in this room that I can't see because the back of the couch is between me and the room, I hear the tray tables moving in the room.
Oh, my God. I would have
to the point where they're crashing into each other. LBF, I could not force myself to sit up and look over the top of the couch to see if I could see them moving.
Oh,
I just couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either. 13.
I was like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, did you sleep?
Clear as no one will ever convince me that I didn't hear these things moving and crashing each other. And eventually, after a few minutes, it stopped.
Yeah.
But that was the weirdest thing.
So you never,
I
never figured out what it was. Wasn't Dad being irritated you didn't put it away?
It was just that movie. It was
we
a ghost.
We were all in bed sleeping.
Oh,
it was the
goodness.
Middle of the night.
That's weird.
And the sounds woke me up.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, look at LBS, if you need that, you keep an eye on that babushka doll.
Okay.
If that sucker moves again.
All right.
Out she goes.
All right.
I don't know. Sell me your house.
Okay.
I'll take it. I don't know.
Maureen, I bet you put those damn trays away after that, didn't you, Maureen?
Oh, I always put those trays
yes.
away after that.
Okay. Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Those TV trays. It was Dad. Come on.
No, it wasn't.
You don't want to put them away?
You have a cat?
It could have been a cat. Brian, thank you.
It's not a cat.
Good grief.
I can't believe you guys. It's 100% a ghost.
Okay.
100%.
Just what? He bumped into the trays because they weren't put away?
It was probably, they should put them in that room, and he or she was like, this is my room.
Oh.
And that's it.
Okay.
And I'm going to mess with you, little girl. Don't do it again.
Jeez.
Ghosts can be as annoying as dads, just so you know.
Yeah. Wow. You need to write your book. You should just do that.
Maybe get a ghostwriter.
No. That was good, Brian.
That's fantastic.
You need one. I'll read it. Okay. So there's that. Let us know if the babushka moves again, please.
Okay. Now, I'll let you know if my babushka moves, Bob.
Please. We're all dying to hear if your babushka moves. Okay? You can't just sit there.
Well, you know.
You got to do something. If not.
All right. What are we talking about next?
You don't want to talk about your babushka?
Not anymore,
all
Bob.
All right, fine. We'll move on. Let's talk about.
This is even better.
Let's talk to Ray. He's got a situation where he's got a 12-year-old son. It's time for the talk because he's got a little girlfriend.
Oh.
And he thinks, and his wife thinks it's time they would talk. Ray doesn't want to do the talk. Ray thinks, are you kidding me? He knows more now than I probably do. So we'll talk to Ray, see if you still have to have the talk coming up. Ryan, let's check traffic.
Check your eyes, brought to you by Staples Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.